All right, buckle up, because today we're diving into something really interesting.
Yeah.
It's this gamer's like total meltdown over Satisfactory, you know, that factory building game.
But before you switch off thinking factory games, not my thing. Hold on. This deep dive isn't really about the game itself. It's more about what makes any game fun to play.
Oh, absolutely.
We're picking apart this critique by someone called, get this, Spooky the Leaper.
Chuckles lightly.
And they go in on why Satisfactory just didn't click for them, even though objectively it's a well-made game.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. I mean, we see a lot of reviews focused on like, oh, the graphics are bad or the controls are clunky.
Right.
But Spooky's going deeper. They're talking about that feeling you get from a game, that fun factor you can't quite put your finger on that goes way beyond just, you know, hitting buttons.
Exactly. They even say right off the bat, this isn't about the story, and then proceed to give like a whole Shakespearean monologue about the narrative.
It's true. But it shows how important story has become, even in games you wouldn't expect it. Like,
Yeah.
think about factory building games. You're basically creating the narrative through how you play,
Yeah.
right? You're mining, building, optimizing, but
Yeah.
without some kind of compelling reason why you're doing all that, that whole loop can feel pointless, even in a genre that's all about systems and, you know, building those intricate
It's
things.
like, here's a box of Legos, now build something. But why are you building? And that's where Spooky really gets going, comparing Satisfactory to, you know, the granddaddy of them all, Factorio.
Right.
And they say Satisfactory is actually too forgiving. It makes the whole thing a slog. Which, how can a game be too easy to make progress in? It's baffling.
I think it comes down to what kind of challenge a game offers, you know, like
Yeah.
Factorio. It makes you work for every little bit of efficiency. It throws these little puzzles at you with limited resources. And
Yeah.
every time you find a solution, it's like this little aha moment
Yeah.
because you've overcome this obstacle the designers carefully put in your way.
Right.
And Spooky seems to be saying that Satisfactory just doesn't have that same tight design. Like,
Yeah.
you're optimizing, sure, but without those little dopamine hits of like clever problem solving.
So it's not just building a factory, it's battling the system the game throws at you, right? You have to be creative to overcome it.
Yeah.
Whereas with Satisfactory, it's more like playing in sandbox mode, endless resources, no real pressure to like be smart about it. And this is where Spooky dives into the nitty-gritty, ranting about things like object clipping, those weird visual glitches where like the textures overlap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, are they just being picky at this point?
Well, it might seem that way on the surface,
Yeah.
but I think those details feed into a bigger point about immersion,
Yeah.
right? Like object clipping, it yanks you right out of the experience. It reminds you that you're playing a game.
Oh, totally.
And in a genre that's all about getting lost in the sheer scale of what you're building, those little things, they actually matter more than you'd think.
It's true. It's true.
Think about it. It's like you're reading a book and suddenly the font changes randomly.
Oh, God,
It
yeah.
just throws you off completely.
Yeah.
You were engrossed in the story and now you're thinking about the typesetting.
Absolutely. It's like I was building my mega factory, and now I'm wondering who on the dev team let that visual bug slip through.
Exactly.
And speaking of immersion breaking, Spooky goes on this tear about the multiplayer, saying it's completely pointless. So is this just them being grumpy, or did Satisfactory totally miss the co-op boat?
Right. Well, you know, it goes back to that challenge aspect, right? Like, think about Factorio's co-op mode. It's so much fun because you're tackling those resource puzzles together.
Yeah.
You actually need each other's brain power to really optimize things.
Right.
And it creates this awesome shared sense of accomplishment when you crack the code, so to speak. But Satisfactory, on the other hand,
Yeah.
I don't know, it doesn't seem like they really baked that cooperative spirit into the game's DNA.
It's like they saw multiplayer was the hot new thing and just kind of tacked it on without really thinking about how it impacts, you know, the core gameplay loop.
Yeah, it can feel a little disjointed.
But this is where I think Spooky gets really interesting, right? They're like ready to rage quit this whole review, and then they just throw out this suggestion, almost like a lifeline to the developers.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They're like, look, just lean into the aesthetics of the game. Forget about optimizing for efficiency. Just let us build the most beautiful factories imaginable.
You know, that's actually a brilliant point. It really highlights how subjective game design can be.
Totally.
Some players, they crave those optimization puzzles. Others, they just want the freedom to express themselves creatively. And it sounds like Spooky's saying Satisfactory is stuck trying to be both. And in the process, it might not be fully satisfying either.
It's like trying to please everyone at a party. You end up with this weird playlist that nobody actually enjoys. You got to pick a lane and own it, right?
For sure.
And speaking of lanes, Spooky had some pretty strong opinions about the whole resource management aspect, specifically how Satisfactory gives you unlimited resources. They even said, and I quote, "Resource nodes being unlimited is bad design."
Ooh, fighting words.
Well, what's your take on that?
Well, I think it all boils down to the concept of scarcity, you know? When resources are finite, every decision you make carries more weight.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, do I build that new wing of the factory now, or do I stockpile iron in case I need it for a tech upgrade later?
Mm.
In Factorio, those kinds of trade-offs are constant. They keep you engaged, keep you thinking ahead.
It's like the difference between playing a survival game where food and water are scarce versus one where there's just, like, a magical endless pantry. The stakes just aren't as high when you can brute force your way through any problem.
That's a great analogy. And that's where the real magic of game design comes in. That tension between what you want to build and what you can build with the limited resources you have, that's where creativity blossoms.
Right, right.
It's like the difference between writing a haiku and writing a novel. The haiku's limitations, they force you to be more creative with your words.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. The restrictions actually lead to more creative solutions.
Exactly.
But getting back to Satisfactory, Spooky does point out that even the building mechanics themselves, like just the act of placing objects and snapping them together, can be a bit of a pain. They even said it, quote, "doesn't work as envisioned."
Ouch.
And that doesn't sound very satisfying at all.
No, it doesn't. And this gets to the heart of why intuitive design is so crucial, especially in a genre like this. Building games thrive on flow.
Yeah.
That feeling where you get so engrossed in the creation process that you lose track of time, you know.
Yeah.
But if the tools are fighting you at every turn,
right,
it completely destroys that flow. Mm-hmm. It's like trying to sculpt something beautiful with a chisel that keeps slipping in your hand.
Yeah.
Just frustrating.
Totally undermines the whole point of playing a game like that. It's like they design this amazing playground, but all the swings are wonky and the slide is covered in sandpaper. You might still enjoy parts of it, but
not the same.
Not even close.
Right.
Speaking of which, Spooky also mentions the music, or rather the lack thereof, in Satisfactory.
Ah, interesting.
Do you think that that plays a role in this overall feeling of disconnect?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think sound design, while often subtle, is so important for immersion.
For sure.
Imagine a bustling factory floor with just silence. It would feel sterile, lifeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the right music, the right soundscape,
yeah,
it can bring those machines to life.
Mm.
You know, it can turn the grind of industrial production into this symphony of sound.
You're so right. It's like you wouldn't watch a sci-fi movie without a score, would you? It's such a huge part of what sucks you into that world. It's wild to think about a big, bustling factory with no soundtrack, though, right?
It'd be eerie.
Super eerie. You'd think with all this negativity, Spooky would just give up on Satisfactory completely.
Yeah.
But they don't. In fact, they offer this really interesting suggestion. It's like a lifeline to the developers.
Hi.
Almost like they're so invested in the game's potential that they're begging the devs to try and salvage it.
Interesting.
And their suggestion is kind of radical, honestly. They say, lean into the aesthetics of the game.
Okay.
Forget about like just making factories that are crazy efficient and just let us build the most visually stunning, over-the-top factories imaginable.
Wow.
That's
actually a fascinating idea, isn't it?
It's like they're saying, okay, so you've given us all these amazing tools, but that core gameplay loop just isn't grabbing us. So why not just go absolutely nuts with the tools you did get right?
Exactly.
Like just go wild with it.
It'd be such a cool experiment to see.
It really would. Imagine if Satisfactory suddenly became this game where instead of competing over who's got the most optimized factory,
right,
players were judged on creating these intricate, beautiful, sprawling factories.
Oh, totally.
Where it's less about pure production, more about artistic expression.
It'd be the difference between building like a perfectly functional car,
yeah,
versus designing a concept car for some crazy futuristic city.
Exactly.
One is impressive, you know, because it's efficient, but the other one is a work of art, 100%.
Yeah.
And that shift in focus, it would completely change how players approach the game.
Totally.
Imagine the creativity it would unleash.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you're not just min-maxing production numbers.
Right.
You're thinking about architectural grandeur. You're thinking about lighting, color palettes, making your factory visually breathtaking.
Yeah, it's like, oh, your factory is pumping out widgets at like 300% efficiency. That's cute. Mine looks like a bioluminescent alien cathedral. Checkmate. Game over.
I love that. Yep. It could completely change the game's identity.
Totally.
Honestly, it might be its saving grace. You know?
It might be. It's funny, right? Because it just shows you that even the most, you know, scathing critiques can come from a place of love.
Absolutely.
Spooky was clearly disappointed with Satisfactory, but they cared enough to actually offer a solution. Like, here's a path forward.
It's a good reminder that feedback, even when it's tough to hear, it's so valuable. It helps us see things from different perspectives.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it pushes us to think outside the box.
100%. And that's what these deep dives are all about. It's not just about saying this game is good or this game is trash.
Right.
It's about understanding why a game clicks or doesn't. You know, those intricate design choices that make all the difference.
Yeah.
So next time you're playing a game, any game, and something just feels off.
Yes.
Ask yourself, what would you change to make it sing?